We're talking tonight about the rules of Gzeila, and tonight's topic is, can you steal as a practical joke? And people like doing that. I remember there was someone that during Duchening, when the Kohanim would take off their shoes, so he would go and steal the Kohanim's shoes, and when the Kohanim finished Duchening, they couldn't find their shoes. So it's a mutter to steal something as a practical joke. People like, he has his Gemara and something in front of him, and he, like, you snatch it, and he's looking all over for it, and you're not planning on keeping it, you're going to give it back to him, but you're doing it as a joke that, you know, let him see what it looks like to have him wandering around looking for something, and then when he goes in the back, you put it back in front of him. Right? It's such a thing. Mutter.
So if Reuven would take the sitter, you put it in Rabbi Naaman's fender, Shimon's sitter.
Right.
Now Reuven, he just moved it. Is that the act of stealing? It's not in his rishos. He doesn't have possession.
Well, he's stealing is taking something out of someone's rishos. Now what you end up doing with it afterwards, other than return it to him, it's still a theft.
Taking it out that moment.
When you take something from someone's rishos, then you stole it. And until you give it back to him, it's still stolen. Right, but you're doing it as a joke. You're not doing it to keep it. Right, we learned that you steal on the condition to return something. That's also, that was what we learned in the beginning. But here it's not even, you're not stealing it. The shail is, it's just, you're doing it as a joke. You don't even mean to steal it. You're not using it. You don't get any benefit from it. You're just doing some shtick with him. Is there any problem with that? We'll start with the Gemara in Bamitzia, and we'll learn a few different halachas of Zeila tonight through this brisa. The Gemara is talking in Bamitzia about ribis. It's Eza Perek, Eza Oneshech, and the Gemara notices that there are different averos involved in taking money wrongly. One is taking interest. That's the topic of Eza Oneshech. I lend you $1,000 and I take back $1,100. That $100 came to me illegally. There's also onah, price fraud. There's different averas associated with taking extra money. So the Gemara asks, why lo signova de kasa rachman alamli? Why do I need a specific iser of stealing? The Gemara doesn't ask for lo signov in the Aseres Hadibus. Rashi says because that's talking about kidnapping, but here we're talking about lo signovu, which is talking about actual stealing. So why do we need a special law that makes it forbidden to steal? We already know you're not allowed to take interest, you're not allowed to overcharge. Those are cases where you're taking money that you shouldn't belong to you, and that we know there's lavim in the Torah. Why do we need a special iser of stealing? So Gemara says, L'chadatanya, we need that pashuk lo signovu. You're right, to steal, we would know, is usur anyway. We need lo signovu for particular cases, like the Brisa says. Lo signov amanas l'meikat. You're not allowed to steal, even if you don't want to, you don't mean to take the object, you just want to annoy the person. We'll see exactly the case soon. Lo signov amanas l'shalim tashlami kefil. Furthermore, you're not allowed to steal, even though you're going to give him more, you're going to give him back. Because when you steal, you're going to be chayiv kefil. You're going to have to give a double payment at the end. So he really is going to end up benefiting from your theft. Even then, you're not allowed to steal. That's what the Braisa says. Now this is paskened in Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon of the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch is Simen Shin Mem Ches in Hilchas Geneva. Until now we've been learning Hilchas Gezeila in Shin Nun Tes. We'll talk soon the difference between Geneva and Gezeila, between theft and robbery. But right now, this is in Halachas of Geneva, Shin Mem Ches. It says, Osur lignov afilo kol shehu din Torah. You're not allowed to steal even any amount according to din Torah midaraisa. V'osur lignov afilo derech schok. You can't even steal as a joke, which the Gemara didn't say. V'afil amenas lahachzir. Even if you're planning on returning it. Oh, kedei l'shalim tashlumei kefil. To pay back the kefil. Okay, let's sorrow. You're just doing it to annoy him. Hakol aser. All these cases are aser, and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch can conclude kedei shelo yargil asma bekach, so you won't be accustomed to doing such things. Now, what's it mean? So you won't be accustomed to doing such things. So it seems, and the lashon seems to be saying, so you shouldn't be accustomed to doing such things. That lashon is like mashmis derabanan. Right? Midoraisa, you're not stealing. You're doing it as a joke. You're doing it to annoy him. You're doing it in order to give him back kefel. That's not stealing. But you shouldn't do that, because if you start stealing in order to, as a joke, or you steal in order to annoy someone, from that you might end up stealing with real intent to steal, for real theft. And if you do that, you'll be over in Issa D'oraisa. So that's why the Lechem Mishnah understands the Gemara, understands the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that these are only Durabbanan. It's also Durabbanan to steal with intention to annoy someone, or steal in order to, as a practical joke. Because if you do that, you might end up stealing for real. B'yad HaMelech, other Mepharshim say, no, the Rambam is holds that they're all Asa Midaraisa. Why does he say at the end it's Asa? Because you end up annoying people. And the truth is, it's Pashas the Gemara, it's Daraisa, because the Gemara asks, what do we need the Pasul Losig Novo for? And the Gemara answers, we need it for these cases, and the Gemara brings a Braisa. Right? We ask, what do you need a Pasul for? And the Gemara says, you need it to tell us that you can't steal in order to annoy someone, you can't steal in order to pay kefil. So his mashu from the Gemara, it's Asa D'Oraisa. So the Yad HaMelech says what the Rambam means, and what the Shulchan Aruch is copying him, means that we're saying, what's the reason the Torah asers them? The Torah asers stealing as a practical, well, practical joke, the Gemara didn't say, but the Gemara asers stealing to annoy someone, or stealing in order to give him kefil. Because if you steal that way, you might end up stealing for real, and that's really a bad thing to do, but they're all Asa D'Oraisa. Now to us, whether it's Asa D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan doesn't make a difference. I'm just saying that because last week we had a little bit of a diuk, but whatever it is Asa. Is it Asa D'Oraisa or not? We'll see, maybe an Achamina soon. But anyway, it's the wrong thing to do. The Gemara has Paskin based on this Braisa, that we're not allowed to steal to annoy someone, and you're not allowed to steal to pay kefil. Now, when it says you're not allowed to steal in order to pay kefil, that's l'chora shver. That's difficult, because we had this shiur 2 weeks ago where we learned that from the Rosh, from the story with David HaMelech, the Rosh said that the problem with David HaMelech was that he didn't have barley available. He didn't have the lentils available yet to give back the barley. But in general, if you steal for someone's benefit, you take his barley, which isn't worth so much, and you already have the lentils, and you're mezaka it to him, and you give it to him. We say zachan olin shel abafanav. He certainly doesn't mind it, and it's okay. So that's what we learned 2 weeks ago. So certainly, a person, if you steal $100 from him, intending to pay back $200, that's for his benefit. So why don't we say the same thing? Zachan olin shel abafanav. The person should be happy with losing his $100 in order to get $200 back. That's the kasha they ask, yeah? Very good. So, before we get to that teretz, the Bach gives a teretz. The Bach gives one teretz. The Bach says, this week we're learning Hilchos Geneva, and the Rosh was talking in Hilchos Gezeila. What's the difference between Geneva and... You can move this out of the way for me. So. What's the difference between Geneva and Gezeila? Geneva is when someone steals quietly. Someone breaks into someone's house in the middle of the night, right? In English, that's theft. You're stealing in the middle of the night. You break into his house. That's geneva. And because that person didn't believe in Hashem, he says, no one's watching me. He doesn't realize Hashem is watching him. Because of that, he has to pay kefil. He has a kenas. The Torah levies on him that he has to pay double payment for that theft, that he stealthily went in to steal something. That's geneva. Gezeila is when someone goes... He's not scared of people. He's not scared of Hashem. He takes a gun, and he's armed robbery in broad daylight. He says, "Stick him up and give me your money, or I'll beat you up if you don't give me your money." He's not scared of anyone. That's gezeila. That's a gezeila, and for that, a person's not chayiv kefil. So the Bach says, when the Gemara says it's aser to steal in order to pay kefil, in order, even though you're going to pay that double penalty, that's talking by definition about a geneva. That's talking where someone's breaking in the middle of the night and he's stealing. And that's something that's more common than gezeila. People more readily will steal at night when no one's looking than by broad daylight. I assume statistics are like that also. It makes sense that people would rather steal at night than in broad daylight. That's when someone's chayiv kefil. And that's where the Torah said it's usher to steal in order to pay kefil, because like the Rambam says, people shouldn't get used to doing things. If you let someone steal, even though it's for a good purpose, he's going to take $100 and get back $200 later. He just needs the money now, and he'll pay back double later. So then he'll get used to it. He'll feel the taste of stealing. Next time he'll take $100 and say, I'll pay back in 2 years, or I'll pay back never. So that's where the Bach says the Rambam holds that it's asur, and that's where the Gemara says it's asur to steal in order to be kefil. But the case of the Rush was talking where it was by broad daylight, by a gezela, which isn't such a common thing to start with. So in that case, if someone steals for the other person's good, it's okay to do it in broad daylight, intending to pay back something better at the end. That's the way the Bach understands the halacha of the Rush. The Shach says that the Bach's teretz is dochik. It could be the Shach holds that it's really awesome. Maybe he holds like the Yad HaMelech, that it's really an Isur D'Oraisa. It's not really a Gezeira. But whatever the Shach says, looking at the Rush, the way we looked at it 2 weeks ago, the Rush is making the chiluk that Rav Yitzchok is saying. The chiluk is, are you being mezakeh him the money ahead of time? That's where the Rush was matir you to steal the barley because you had the lentils already and you were machneh to him to a third party, so you never really stole. You got it ahead of time. I was lo sachmud, we said, but over that's, he's not watching now, so there's no lo sachmud. So that's where the Rush said it was mutter, where you have this way that you machneh ahead of time and then you take it. But stam to steal, and you're going to pay that kefil, you're going to pay back $1 million, you're going to give him back something better, that's always asur, because that's stealing, and until you pay him back, you're a thief. When you pay him back, you're a thief who returned the Aveira, you returned the Ayim, which the Torah calls you a Rasha, Gezel, Rasha, Yashiv. Right, that was the Lashon of the Pasuk. Right? You don't like it?
Huh? You can just steal to say because you're doing that favor and return that double, as long as you don't get caught.
And that's just, I don't know if he means that he'll pay back kefil on his own also, because he, so maybe that's another sign on the Bach, because the Bach was so saying because of kefil, but the Gemara's law must be lavdaki. He means he's going to pay on his own kefil now that he's going to get caught, right? Okay, so that's the Bach. So the Shach shows up the Bach anyway, and the way we went through Rosh Pashas wasn't learning like that anyway. But I'm just saying it because those are two ways to learn this Gemara over here, and I wanted to say maybe it's Lashitasa, whether you hold the Shalo Yargil Vakach, is that Dafka, a Drabanan Dikadin, and maybe that's the way the Bach holds, that it's only a Drabanan, so the Chachamim were mapped only by Geneva, which is more common at night. The Shach holds that it's a Daraisa, and it's just a time of Dekoi saying, and in Daraisa we don't make Chalukim, but Halacha l'maisa is don't steal even if you're planning on paying back more. The only hetra will be, like we said 2 weeks ago, when you have it already and you machne it to him, and in that case you can ask a shayla and do it. Okay, now what's this din? The second thing the Gemara said was amenas l'meikat. The Braisa said you can't steal, we learned from this pasuk l'signovu, in order to annoy someone. Now what's your intention when you're trying to annoy someone? In other words, what are you doing? Are you stealing it for good, and you're throwing it into the sewer, and because you don't really want the item, you're just trying to annoy him? Or is it that you're taking it, and like we said before, you take, his sitter is in front of him, and he turns around, he starts talking to him, you take it away, when he turns around, he can't find his sitter to annoy him, and as soon as he turns around, a second time, you put it back. I mean, what's the case? The Shita says, over there in Bava Metzia, we can't be talking about the latter case where you're taking it and as soon as he turns around you put it back, because he says Ma'asim b'chol yom, people do that. Ma'asim b'chol yom, people do these practical jokes that, when someone's turning the other way, you steal it and he doesn't know where it is, and maybe 2 days later you give it to him, or another day. You know, all different ways we could think of, all kinds of practical jokes that we've done or had done to us, and that's what the Shita says. Ma'asim b'chol yom, that can't be asir. What's asir is where you're planning on keeping it. And the chiddush is, like the case I say, like you don't really need the thing. You're going to take it and throw it down the sewer. You're going to take it and throw it in the garbage. You just don't want him to have it. You want him to be annoyed. He lost his thing. So I think Geneva is only where I'm stealing for my benefit. Kamashmal on the pasuk lo signavu, that it's arsus to steal, even when your intention is only to give him tsar, even though you don't get any benefit from it. That's the way the Shita learns the Gemara.
The fact that people do things every day that
make mistakes. Yeah, so the Kto says, maybe people doing things every day are wrong. Right? The Ketos disagrees with the Shita. He says you can't go, his lashon is. First of all, he brings from the Rambam that's mashma, that even though you're planning on returning to Ganeva, you still caught a ganav. The fact that you're taking it temporarily doesn't make a difference. Like we learned a few weeks ago, that stealing on the condition to return it, that's still called a ganav. What do you do with people that they do it all the time? The lashon ketos is v'im kain. The ma'isim b'chol yom royally zarim b'za. The people that are doing these ma'isim b'chol yom should be careful and not do it anymore. Right? That's the psak of the ketos. It seems that's the way the Pashat tried in learning it. Based on what we've also seen in the past weeks is you're not allowed to steal even though you're planning on returning it. The fact that you're not planning on getting any benefit. Right? Until now we were talking about you stealing something because you need it, you need the cash, you're out of town, you lost your cash, you need some cash for something and there's no way to get it, so you see it around and you steal it and you're going to send it back to them later. That's stealing. That's Pashup Shad in stealing. The Chiddush of the Gemara is you can't even steal when you don't need it. It's not for your benefit. You're just stealing it to annoy him. And you just want him annoyed for a few days, a few hours, and you're going to give it back anyway, which is a type of practical joke. So in that case, it's the Aser, because even though Ma'aseh Mechol Yom, but it's the Aser. It's also to steal, even though you're planning on giving it back. The fact that you're doing it just to annoy him, so that's not a heter, the Ketos says, and that's part of the Braisa's Isser, which could be an Isser Deraisa. Okay, there are some exceptions, though. There's always exceptions. There are exceptions when you can steal for a good cause, not to annoy someone. The Sefer Chassidim I have here talks about a case where there was a rich person who was maybe going senile or just unaware of what was going on, and people were robbing him blind. And the son, his only son, was worried there'd be nothing left for the father and then for him later. So the son had a shayla, could he steal everything from his father so the other people won't steal it, and just to hold it. So the Sefer Chassidim brings that was a proper thing to do. Now, once again, you have to ask a shayla. Tzri Choshen says that if it's for the Tzorech HaNigla, you're stealing not to annoy him, you're stealing for his good. Like in this case, you just want that he should have the money for pay his bills whenever he needs them. So he brings different Gemaras where you see that people did take things in order to buy medicine for them or to do different Gemaras he brings down, and he says, so you see from there it's mutter to take property from someone for their benefit, but then someone's in the faraway country and their field needs work, so you can take their property to protect the field. So the Tzri Choshen says, but maybe it's not right from all those Gemaras, because all those Gemaras are talking where you go to Bezin, and Bezin gives you a heter to do it. But suppose you're just a private person trying to help your neighbor. So he just says at the end, it's nira misvara, the chosha in anota ela letzarcha nigzal mamish, if you're taking it only for the good of the nigzal, right? Your neighbor went away and you see that he left his lawnmower on the lawn and you take it. So you're doing it for his good. Ain't the derech geneva, that's not called geneva. Avadosh ain't a tzarek olav, it's not a big need. Yesh l'stavek, he has a safek. So that's Tzri Choshen's svara. Now the Oneg Yontif brings a raya from the Gemara Kedushin that there are times when it might be mutter to steal even for your own good. Let's learn a Gemara Kedushin to see how far this might go. The shaila is, if someone is a mamzer, meaning he's born through no fault of his own from illegitimate parents, they were related to each other in a way that makes them mamzerim, or the eshazish, that they became a mamzer. So any child, this mamzer is not allowed to marry anyone except the mamzeres. Right? That's the only one he's allowed to marry. And he doesn't want that to happen to his children. He wants to have some way, and the children will be mamzerim also. He wants to find some way where his children can become mutter. So the Gemara says like this, Tarfin Omer, Yichol Mamzerim Li Toher. There is a way the mamzerim can purify themselves that their children will be permitted, they will not be mamzerim. Kate said, what's the case? Mamzer Shanasa Shifcha. If a mamzer marries a Shifcha Kananis, non-Jewish Shifcha, belonging to a Jew, and when there were such things as a Shifcha Kananis, that you're Megayer, then partially, Havalad Evet, the child is an Evet. Shichru, if the master then frees that child who's the Eved Nimsa ben Ben Chorin. The child becomes a Ben Chorin, a regular permitted person, a regular Jew who can marry any Jewish woman. Eliezer disagrees and he says, Harei ze Eved Mamzer. He'll be an Eved who's a Mamzer. It doesn't help to marry the Shivcha. Now the Gemara is bothered by the fact that a Jew is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis. She's only half Jewish, and a Jew can't marry a Shivcha Kananis. So the Gemara wants to know, did Rav Tarfon allow you to do this? Or is he just saying that if someone did it, Bidi Eved, that's the way that his child would become Mutter? So the Gemara says, Toshima, I'll give you a proof that you are allowed to do it in a certain case. There's the Zichne der of Simloi, Mamzer Hava. Rav Simloi's landlord was a Mamzer. Rav Simloi told him, if I had known before you got married that you had this problem, I would have found a way to make your children Mutter. So that's Mashma. The Gemara says, "Yam Rabishlam of Ilachachil." That's good. If Rav Tarfon holds that Ilachachil, you're allowed to do that. Shapir, then it's good. Or some lawyer saying, "If I had known about it, I would have found a way to make your children mutter." Eliyam Diyevet. But if Rav Tarfon is just saying that if Diyevet, someone did an Aveira and married a Shulchan Kanan as a Mamzer, then the child will be okay. So my Neil. So what's some lawyer saying? If I had only known, I could have helped you. So Gemara says, no, it's no raya. It's no raya from there. Why? It could be that Rav Tarfon holds you're not allowed to be over the Isra of marrying a Shivcha Kananis in order to be the Tahir of the children. But what did Rav Simloi mean? The Mansele Eitz of Amalek. You would have given him advice and said like this, Zil Ganov, go steal, and you don't have any money, Vizdabin Be'Eved Ivri, and then be sold as an Eved Ivri. And the halacha is, a Jewish servant is allowed to marry a Kananis maidservant, Beheter, and that would be a way that a person who's a Mamzer could make his children Mutter. And that's what the Gemara says, that the Eitza would have been, go steal, and be sold as a slave, because you don't have the money to pay back, and then you can marry your Shivcha Kananis. So the Oneg Yantav says, what do you mean? How can you tell someone to go steal? Right, it's also to steal. Right, what did you accomplish? You said, well, you can't marry Shivcha Kananis because that's also. And so, this is what you have to do. Well, go steal and become an Eved Ivri, and then you can marry Shivcha Kananis. Okay, so you can marry Shivcha Kananis, but who said it's mutter to steal? Why is the Isser of stealing any better than the Isser of marrying a Shivcha Kananis to start with? So the Oneg Yantav says, you see from here, that even though we said amanas lemekat, if you're stealing in order to annoy someone, that's an issur d'oraisa, or maybe d'rabbanan, but it's aser. But if it's a really big need that you want your children to be mutter, then we assume the person wouldn't mind the theft, assuming that you'll pay him back one day, you're just being sold as an eved ivri, so then it'll be mutter in such a case. So yeah, this isn't halach lemaisa, but we do see that, and the poskim do use this as a heter in maybe extreme cases, that even though we say stealing is always usher, but if it's an extreme, I mean, don't use this until you, if it's something like this, where you have a mamzer who needs to have his children and mutter, so there the Gemara says such a heter. Okay, so that's amanas l'meikat. You can't steal in order to annoy someone, and unless it's for a really, really big need, even though I don't know what the kash exactly was on the Nathlamekat there, but they put it in there, so it was interesting, interesting halachas. Now we get to the final case that Rambam said in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Also, Lignov, Afilo Derech Schop, even as a joke. Now, as a joke, that means that we're all happy over here, and I grabbed this thing from you as a joke, and look how I grabbed it out of your hand, I made a joke out of it. That's also to steal even derech schok. Now the Achrona Yisra Kasha, where does the Rambam get that from? Because the Braisa, we only didn't say anything about derech schok. The Braisa just said amanas l'meikat and amanas l'shalim keif. Where do you see as a practical joke? More than that, the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah Balocha asks Akasha that we have Ramaz in different places in Shulchan Aruch which seem to be matirit. In Hilchos Purim, the Ramaz says B'nei Adam, Simon Tarat Sarivah, Sivches, B'nei Adam, Hachotim Zemizet Derech Simcha, people snatch things from each other as a Derech Simcha, Eimezem Eshel Lo Sigzol, there's no Israel Lo Sigzol, B'nal Gukach. And once again, the minig is to do that, it must be okay. Also, Tarat Sarivah, Sivches, he says, Yeshamim, not by stealing, but in Hizik Echad Eschaveh, Mikos Simchas Purim, if someone damages someone, from the Simcha Purim Patim Elisham, he doesn't have to pay. The Raman Choshen Mishpat Shinayin Ches Siv Tesas Bachurim Harochim Likras Chosin Dekala Bachurim who are riding to greet the Chosin Kala on horses V'Zikuzas, and they damage each other. Raman Chaveiro Derech Simcha Schog was all part of the Schog. They're jousting or something, and they tore each other's clothes. The Chaimishar Devar Simcha Hoel V'Naga came to term, since the minig is like that, it's their potter, like if someone's at a chasana and they're dancing and he spills some soda on the person. So that there is chok, it's potter. I even saw a shayla that if someone is rushing at Rosh Shabbos and he in his car and he scratches someone else's car or bangs someone else's car, since it's a mitzvah to rush around Erev Shabbos to get your Shabbos goods, so that's also called a derech mitzvah, and someone wants to say that it's partir because that's also derech mitzvah. So once again, I'm not saying that the lamaisi is kashayla, but the kasha the Kinyan Torah asked, how can you say it's also to steal as a joke? The Ramah says in these places, at least in Tarat Sarivah, says beferish, if you're snatching the people snatching things from each other, they're simply you take my thing, I'll take your thing, right? They're joking with each other. There's no ein bezemishum lo sigzal. There's no lo sigzal. So what do we do with the Ramban unless we say they argue? But Lamaisa is the Shulchan Aruch says it's also lignafilu derechok, and the Ramah here doesn't argue. What do we do with the Ramah? How do we reconcile the Ramah with the Shulchan Aruch? He says he wants to invoke the Bach again, the chil between Gezeila and Geneva. He's saying in the case of the Ramah, there we're talking, it's all in the open, everyone knows what you're doing, I'm stealing your thing, you're stealing my thing, why are we stealing? Because we're showing how friendly we are with each other, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, and you're stealing my thing, I'm stealing your thing. That's the Derech Chok. We're doing it in a way that's a gzela, where it's in the open, and in that case it's not so chomer. We're not afraid it'll lead to yargil lekach, it'll lead to real geneva. It's out in the open and it's together. So memeil, he says that's okay, and that's in huchas gzela, and that was the lashon of the Ramah. He says that ain b'zeim shum lo sigzal. There's no lo sigzal over there. It's no gzela, robbery. What we're learning now in Shin Mem Ches is Hilchas Geneva. We're learning about theft, where it's secret, where you're doing something derech simcha secretly, when it's not out in the open. I don't know exactly how the joke is, if no one knows about it until that's not letzar, unless in this case the person will laugh when he finds out the thing was stolen. He won't be annoyed when the thing's stolen. But that's what he wants to say, the teretz. The Pesach Choshen says what you've been saying. He says, I don't understand the kasha to start with. The Ramah is talking where there's a simcha going on. There's a simcha of a Purim. You're saying there's a simcha of Purim. There's a simcha of Chasana. There's the rush for Shabbos, which everyone's in it together. That's where we have a hetzer. But just to say that two people on their own can do something, I'm stealing from you, we're joking together. I'll steal your thing and you'll steal my thing back. Like kids do. Right, they take you, you take mine, I'll take that, and that's the way they're playing. That derech simcha, no one was matir, and that's not what the Ramah meant. Right, that's the way Pesach Choshen answers it, which leads us to a common problem, a common issue, and that is we do find cases where where it's not a big banquet where everyone is around, and we do steal, and that is afikoman on Pesach. Right, the Maram Chalava says, Gemara Pesachim says, Chotzen Hapikomen, and his lashon is Gozlin Ze Miyad Ze LeSimcha. You steal one from the other for a Simcha. Kedeshi Yishalati Nokas LeYishan. In order to ask questions, they won't fall asleep. So, according to the Kinyan Torah, it says Gozlin. It's out in the open. But according to Pesach Choshen, then we're talking where it's maybe he'll say the same thing. They're stealing from each other. The minig that many people have is it's not steal from each other. It's a father has has his apikamen, and the children's job is to go steal it from him, and they're not stealing from each other, they're just stealing one dime, and that's not derech simcha, that back and forth to say it's, we're all in it together, it's a whole simcha together. So because of that, the Arches Chaim, the Spinker, and many poskim say that we shouldn't do that. He brings, I'll read the Lashon of the Arches Chaim, Ayin b'sefer me'oriyar shekasav, he wrote, the mashagonten hatinokas afikomen, that which the children steal the afikomen, mitachas hakisei, from underneath the father's chair, hu bodoi vehevel, it's a nonsense custom. The goyim nishma, the goyim talk about it, and they say, "So Yehudim lom the yaldeim lignov." The Jews teach their children to steal zechel lichias and shayin, because they want to remember when they went out of Mitzrayim. What do they do when they left Egypt? By yinatzul, they emptied out Mitzrayim. So the Jews keep on training their children to empty out all the other people's property, because they don't care about anyone else. Al came, therefore, the Arches Chaim says, "Hamuneya meshuvach," someone who withholds from that minig is praiseworthy. The minig is to steal apikomen, nonetheless. But there is a whole list of poskim that say that it's also based on these svaras. What will the heter be? The heter will be that either because in some places they do steal, the kids steal from each other, and once it becomes a whole simcha, so then it's not stealing anymore. Or we can rely on the Kenyan Torah, that since it's in the open, it's gzeila, and it's there of simcha, so there's no gzeira in such a case like the Bach said, but that seems to be the minig. Now, the case I started with, stealing the Kohanim's shoes when they're going up to Duchen, so it'll probably depend on how you do it. If the Kohanim are watching you when you take them, so then it's like a gzeila, it's out in the open, so you have a heter of the Bach that by Gzeilus, but for Hesia it's not so terrible, and maybe on the other hand you can't use the Derech Simcha, Derech Sok, because I don't think the Kohanim are stealing your shoes, it's like one way street over here, you're not taking off your shoes so they can steal them back, so it doesn't seem like it would be such a great heter to do that. Just reviewing the halachas we learned tonight, we saw that to just steal something from someone, and you need money, and you steal from them, and you use it, you don't need a pasuk for that. The pasuk lo signov, what the Gemara says, is for unusual cases of theft. We learned three cases tonight. The Gemara said two of them. The Brisa of the Gemara said, amanas l'shalim kefal, you can't steal even though you're going to pay more back. We learned a couple of weeks ago that you can pay if you're paying something better back. So there we have the Bach's teretz, it's the difference between Geneva and Gezela. We have the Shach's teretz, that there was talking where you gave him the payment ahead of time, you were machne to him, but if you're just stealing it and you're going to pay it back more later, there's no such heter like that, and that seems to be the pashas like the Shach says. The second issue we talked about was amanas lemekar. I'm not stealing because I need what he has for my own benefit. I just want to annoy him. I'm going to throw it into the sewer, or I'll give it back to him. I'll even give it back to him. I'm just stealing temporarily. It's just temporary. So says is aser. And like we said, it could even be involved in isidur raisa if you hold the braisa's dafka when it's darshaning this pasuk. There are exceptions we learn. If it's for a tzarah gadol, that a mamzer should have kosher children to save a person's property from loss. You mean it just for his good? You don't intend any gain for yourself. So there could be haterim to ask a shayla. Finally, we learned we don't know where the Rambam got it from. He's probably extrapolating from the tzar, kedei letzaro, or shalim kefal. He says it's also haser to steal as a joke. We see places where joking it is much that people take things from each other, they're a chok, and they do it. So there we said that's talking where it's a time of simcha and everyone's together in it. So they're doing this back and forth. That could be a heter, but it's dumb to say I'm going to make a joke and steal your thing and we're all laughing at it. That's not so simple that it would be pashut. It's not so pashut that it would be mutter, and it's mutter to refrain. And we see that it even went so far that some person want to say that the kids shouldn't steal the coffee cup. And the real heter is you're not really stealing it. You know, it's in your house, and they're taking it. You know, it's not really stealing.
You can steal the Bach too.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying even without the Bach, you know, the Shach doesn't like the Bach teretz. But the Pashas is, you know, it's in your house, and your little kid's stealing your thing. You know, you beat him up, you can blow him over and take it back. It's not really stealing. I think that's probably why there is not a problem with it. But there are posts that say you shouldn't.